Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
Today's Fresh Titan is ready for you. Welcome.
A very good morning to you and welcome to another edition of Fresh Titans with myself, Shaquan, where I get to interview men and women of very great strength, intellect and importance. I mean, it is in the name, right? Fresh Titans. Now, these men and women are in various industries and have overcome so much and built truly great careers for themselves. And we're just here to learn and soak up a lot of inspiration as much as we can with the time that we have on how we can best just become the best versions of ourselves. Now, today's Titan is, you need to help me with this one, Chuka. Honestly, yeah. You are a litigation and commercial lawyer. Like, I need to say that slowly because it's like lawyer language that I'm not familiar with. But yes, today's Titan is Chuka Livindau. Hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah, I think that was perfect, actually.
No, yeah. you can school me.
No, it's fine. Most people get my name wrong, especially my first name. So that
really?
was spot on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So how are you doing this morning?
I am fantastic. Yeah.
Do you work around the clock?
Around the clock, probably not, but I do spend a lot of time at the office and then a lot of time I work when I'm at home after my wife and daughter have gone to sleep.
Oh, so you do take work. I mean, it's understandable because, you know, your position, we get it. You know, first things first, everybody has a starting point, right?
Yes.
What was your career and educational starting point? And please do not hold back with telling us from, you know, those car wash, school holiday jobs that you have that nobody knows about.
Yeah.
But there's a reason why I'm asking this, actually. Yes. I'll let you know later on.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I've only worked at three places in my entire life.
All right.
And I'll get to that. But as far as my education is concerned, I grew up in Vanaheda, and I went to a primary school there called Matiatisari. I was there for about 4 years, and then I moved to Eros. My mother moved me over there. I didn't last at Eros Primary School. I was there for about 2 terms. And by the third term, my mom decided to move me.
Okay.
And then I went to St. Paul's, where I was up until I matriculated. And then after that, I went to UNAM, where I studied law.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for 5 years. And then I went to France to do my master's for a year thereafter.
Oh, okay.
And then I moved back. But during that time while I was studying, especially when I was just about to finish high school, and then when I went to UNAM, I was working at Arab Bush Travel Lodge. I worked in the workshop for a few years. I was working there since I was about 16.
Doing holiday
work in the workshop.
Okay.
And then I started working in the reception as a receptionist. Mm-hmm. And that I did throughout my university career or my university studies at UNAM. Yes,
wow. So you were studying law.
Yes.
And you had a part-time job.
Yeah.
How challenging was that?
Well, actually, the last 2 years of my time at Arab Bush, I was working the night shift. So I started working at 11 in the evening, and I finished at 7. And then I'd go to
campus? Oh, my goodness. But, you know, the reason why I was actually asking you about your starting point, especially where you started with, you know, like working and so forth, right, is I want to know, are there any lessons that you took in that setting that you still apply to your professional career today?
Look, I think the biggest thing that I learned doing what I was doing, whether it was working at Arab Bush or the studies that or the places I studied, primary school, high school, and even going overseas, was just the way of dealing with people. I think it doesn't matter what you do.
True.
Your ability to deal with people determines how good you are at it. Unless, of course, your job, I don't know, means that you don't interact with any sort of human form. Which is unlikely, exactly. But especially now, I deal with people and all of their intricacies and the different cultures that they all come from. And it's learning that I think made me reasonably good at what I do.
Okay. So recently you were appointed as a director at the Dr. Weda Kauta and Hovica law firm, right?
Yes.
First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
It is just amazing to see a black king get to that level. I have to ask you this. What would you say is the most exciting thing about your new role?
I think the most exciting part is impact. It's very difficult to change things and improve things when you're not at the table. But with the moment that you get there, certain decisions need to be made, and you know you have to vote on certain things that it impacts not only your life but the lives of the employees in the firm.
True.
And that's really what's important to me. And I think it's a very interesting thing because I'm probably one of the most recent ones to join. There were actually two of us that got promoted.
Yes.
So what you bring with you immediately is a different understanding and relationship with the other employees. So there are certain things that you can provide input on to say, look, I hear what you guys are saying, but on the ground, this is actually what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I think that is quite important to me.
I'm So quick question. If you were a brand,
yeah,
what would your slogan be?
My slogan would probably be impacted by my life. And I think to put it as bluntly as I can,
mm-hmm.
it will probably be your challenges will make you stronger.
Mm.
Because and that to me both defines where I come from and yeah. where I'm going. I think most people see challenges as the universe trying to break you down or keep you back.
True.
But I think it only prepares you for what's to come.
So let me just pick your brain also about the skills or attributes that you feel you get to flex the most
mm-hmm.
in your new position. What would you say those are?
Probably like decision making on the spot
mm-hmm.
and the ability to analyze a set of facts very quickly. It is not, I mean, look, when you go to court, for example, and which is what I try and do as much as possible, I love mm-hmm. being in court. You try and prepare as much as you possibly can, but mm-hmm. there are times when a judge will ask you a question on a set of facts on the matter that you're appearing on, and you haven't had an opportunity to think up an answer for it, so you haven't prepped for it. But it's based on the facts before you, and on the spot there, you need to be able to come up with a satisfactory answer that is both sound in law and also good on the facts.
Mm.
And that is something that, that is quite key.
Okay.
Yes.
So with all the responsibilities that have been, you know, laid on you right now, mm-hmm. how do you find that balance between your personal life and your work to make sure that you're still giving your best to, you said, your beautiful wife and your beautiful daughter and to work as well?
Everybody always says, oh no, find balance. But they don't really tell you
how.
Yes. So then you sort of have to decide, you know, what's important and when it's important. So, for example, now I have a little baby girl at home.
Congratulations. And thank you. How old is she?
She's 6 weeks this week.
What? Yes.
Yeah. So she's still tiny.
So you have the new dad glow.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, I don't know whether that's glow or lack of sleep that's radiating here, but that's mine. So,
yeah.
But I would like to be able to get home and spend time with her. So I can't get home at 9 and at 10, you know, it's just not possible. Then she's asleep, although she wakes up a few times a night. But, you know, I want to be there. So I need to find that balance to say, okay, look, I get into the office as early as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
That way I finish what I need to do, unless, of course, there's something urgent that I must tend to at home. But I try and get home when the sun is still up, so the sun has not gone down, spend some time with my wife.
Yeah.
Go to the gym, maybe if I can before then, and then spend time with both my wife and kid and my extended family.
Yeah,
but I think that is an individual thing to find that balance. There are times when that's not possible, where I do have to stay at the office a little later when we've got a court case the next day or something. But the idea is that it doesn't become a pattern that I'm not there, you know, that kind of thing. So it's really just about finding the balance that works for you. Yeah.
True.
I force myself. When it's time to go, I leave.
So
there's no such thing as no time.
Come on.
Yeah.
Those are facts.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Very true.
If anybody ever says that, they're lying.
It's not true.
No.
So you were schooling at Matiati Sari.
Yes.
So if we have a John.
Mm.
All right. Or a Donovan, whoever it is that is, you know, schooling at Matiati Sari.
Or a Jane.
Or a Jane. Yeah. So, you know, they catch this interview, right? Mm-hmm. Or probably we have, you know, first year law students at UNAM, for example, who hear your story, get inspired, and once again, emphasis on if that black child could do it, I too can do it, right?
Yeah.
What inspiration or words would you want to leave with them to just keep chasing their dreams the best way that they can?
I would give them two pieces of advice.
Yeah.
One, ignore your surroundings. And two, ignore everybody that told you you can't do it. The first one is because, look, generally speaking, like you said, if you're a black girl or boy in this country, very likely, depending on when you were born, your surroundings aren't or weren't great. So more often than not, you grew up with people either not studying, not working, not doing well financially, etc. Never been to UNAM. Exactly. Yeah. For most of us, you know, we were the first people to go to university in our family. So you need to be able to ignore your surroundings. Otherwise, you simply replicate what you see. So you need to be able to say, I see what you're doing, but that's not what I want.
Mm.
And that's important. And then unfortunately, there are also people who are going to say, look, you're a 16-year-old black kid from Vanada.
Mm.
Why do you think you can practice law in the High Court of Namibia? You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's always somebody who's going to want to say something. Oh, no, it's going to take you too long to make decent money.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there are too many lawyers anyway. You know, whether it's you're studying law or accounting, whatever it is that you're doing, you must be able to ignore the naysayers who are speaking against your dream. It's that simple.
Very true. Oh, you know what? I would actually ask my sister to listen to this interview because she's a first year at UNAM.
Ah, okay.
She's doing a double major in psychology and law.
Oh, wow. All right.
She's also from St. Paul's.
Okay.
So when I tell her that I interviewed for someone who's actually been there before her, yeah, like, she's going to be excited.
Oh, lovely.
Patrika, thank you so much for your time once again.
No,
congratulations
thank you
on your new role. We know that you're going to do amazing things.
Thank you. You are far too kind.
For the future.
Thank you so very much.
And please listen to Fresh. Or keep listening.
Always. Who doesn't listen to Fresh?
Come on.
And that was this week's Fresh Titan, only on Fresh FM.